My name is Matthew Mazzoni, and I'm the music director at Central Presbyterian Church in St. Louis, Missouri. The hymn I would like to share with you today is Here Is Love. I'm sorry, it's probably not in your hymnal. The text was written in the 1870s by the Welsh poet William Rees. And of course it was written in Welsh, but then it was translated into English by William Edwards. Now often additional verses by William Williams are added. We sing it to a lovely tune by Robert Lowry. And this piece played a predominant part in the 1904 Welsh Revival, although after that it fell into relative obscurity, until it was picked up again in all places by the contemporary Christian music world, famously recorded by Matt Redman and others. But make no mistake, regardless of whether this is sung in a contemporary worship style or in a traditional worship style, this is a classic hymn through and through. In any good hymn, one of the things I truly enjoy is the interplay of words and music. And in this case, we get both. The tune is simple and satisfying to sing. The text is a beautiful poem that draws together both imagery of gentleness and of power and strength. On one hand, I am reminded of the lines of Psalm 103, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us." This hymn opens with the line, "Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood, when the Prince of Love, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood." I'm amazed how in one sentence, overwhelming love is described through the crucifixion imagery, Christ's blood pouring out in a gory scene, but it's actually a flood of kindness and mercy necessary for our atonement. The end of the hymn brings us these words, "Grace and love like mighty rivers poured incessant from above, heaven's peace and perfect justice kissed a guilty world in love." Again, we see grace and love that become mighty and incessant. Peace and justice kiss a guilty world. I think it's easy for us to think of God with a zoom lens. He's distant and mighty, and we forget that there's mercy and love. Or sometimes we overemphasize the opposite, and we see the forgiving and merciful nature while we forget the awesome majesty that is his character. I think the power of this hymn is that it makes us see God with a wide-angle lens. We see a fuller picture of him.
Matthew Mazzoni is the director of music at Central Presbyterian Church in St. Louis, Missouri. And this is Songs in the Desert, a collaborative audio project about Christian hymns and our responses to them. What I really appreciate about this episode is that we're talking about a hymn that until fairly recently was all but forgotten. And I know there are more hymns like this out there. So, to learn more about Songs in the Desert and how to contribute your own reflection on any hymn you want, visit sinden.org/hymns. That's sinden.org/hymns. I'm David Sinden. Thank you for listening.